If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
A lot happening in Washington, D.C., and in a moment we will be checking in with Kelly Meyer, who is News Nation's Washington correspondent, and she has covered Congress and the White House for a long time. She also got to ask the president a question in the Oval Office, and I want to talk to her about that. Today, 10 a.m. Chicago time, President Zelensky will be with President Trump. And it's been interesting to watch the byplay between the UK Prime Minister yesterday and the French President Macron the other day. I want to ask Kelly about that. And also, we will discuss the rare earth minerals agreement. Is that going to be signed? Is it sealed and delivered, or will it be today? And is that a step toward ending the war? All questions that hopefully will get answered when Kelly joins us momentarily. We're trying to make the connection right now. Kelly, are you with us now?
I'm with you.
I want to ask you first about your question the other day. Was that yesterday in the Oval Office? You know, the president has a press conference, it seems, 24/7 now. Does it seem that way to you?
It does. And even being inside there yesterday and having the opportunity to ask questions, and it wasn't just a couple people he went to. I was the second to last question, and there were several he went to before myself. He kept going and going and going. And as a journalist in the room, it is nice to have a chance to ask your question, and of course, by the President of the United States. But he is giving this access and the, you know, the answers, or giving the chance to ask the question answers that we are seeing more often than the previous administration.
So you asked if he supports private forces assisting with deportations, and he said he didn't think it was necessary, right? Is that what he told you?
Yeah. He said there was this proposal about using private forces to assist with the deportation effort. And I asked if he read the proposal, and he said he didn't, but he said he doesn't think that it would be needed because he feels as though, quote, our guys are doing a good job. He said, you know, he would think about it. He would go to his military. He would go to Homan or Kristi Noem, his Secretary of Homeland Security. But he said he didn't think it'd be needed, and then went on to say what they've done so far and praise the work of his administration and their efforts on the border.
The UK Prime Minister yesterday and the other day, the French President Macron, seemed to be playing to President Trump's vanity. Is that how you kind of see the situation?
Yeah, honestly, I was thinking the same thing when I saw the French president here, even more so with the French president, but also their relationship is unique because it does go back to his first term. So they did seem very friendly and complimentary. And, you know, you saw the French president complimenting President Trump in the press conference, saying things like, dear Donald, and things like that. They seem very chummy. And then when you saw the UK prime minister, it was a little less, I would say, than what we saw with Macron because, you know, they were just getting to know one another, but still very careful of what he was saying, I think, with the prime minister, or at least the UK prime minister, seemed careful of what he was saying in the Oval Office publicly, sitting next to the president.
How do you think Zelensky will play it today in the White House?
It's a really good question. I don't think we know because, you know, in a sense, he wants to see the U.S. support continue. So I could see him being very gracious and praising Trump for the support, but at the same time, you know, balancing in, you know, the recent comments from the president, obviously the growth in the relationship between Russia and the U.S. we've seen recently since Trump has come into office. So it seems as though he's going to strike a tone or strike a balance between both being gracious and praising for the support because he wants that to continue, but also making sure that he doesn't lose what he wants in this or kind of his what his country is asking for in terms of the peace deal. So it'll be interesting to see just how this all plays in the Oval Office today.
I've heard conflicting reports about that rare earth minerals agreement, which, according to the president, is pretty much signed, sealed, and delivered. Is it, though?
I don't think it is quite there yet. It seemed, even though in the Oval Office yesterday, he wasn't quite saying it was completely signed, sealed, delivered. I don't think it will be until they get here today. And I mean, even in those meetings, the private meetings they could have about this, that it could, there is the potential for this to blow up. I think there's some things that Ukrainian President Zelensky wants to see before they sign this deal. It seems as though this deal is a part of getting towards that peace agreement with Russia. This is, you know, the return on investment that Trump wants to see for the billions of dollars the U.S. poured into Ukraine. They want this rare earths and minerals deal to be this fund that's jointly controlled by the U.S. and see some of the revenue from Ukraine's minerals go into the U.S. And the Trump's economic advisor actually told me he could see up to $20 billion going into the U.S. revenue to help pay down our deficit from this. But I think Ukraine is and Zelensky today will talk about that deal and then still want something or an assurance if they are going to sign this deal, this economic and energy and minerals deal, that they also get something from it. The argument that we heard Trump make in the Oval Office yesterday was that they would say, if this is a part of the, if we get the Ukraine mineral deal, then having U.S. workers there to help, you know, get these resources, it would be less likely for Putin to strike when there are also U.S. workers on the ground as a part of this deal. So they are saying that this deal is a part towards that peace agreement, if that makes sense.
So Zelensky would get his security. That's a big issue for him. And,
in a sense, through that, yeah.
Right. So I guess the feeling there is, or you tell me, Kelly, if all goes well today with President Trump and President Zelensky, and they agree on this rare earth minerals deal, it's a step towards ending the war in Ukraine?
Exactly. I think it could be seen as a step towards the peace deal. I think this is the step, the hurdle, a crucial day here at the White House to see how the talks go between these two leaders. And if it goes well, if they're able to secure this part of the deal, it seems as though then that would be a step in the direction, the right direction of going towards a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine, because it's going to be, you know, Russia and the U.S. have already been in discussions about negotiations to end the war. He's going to have Zelensky here today to talk about those discussions. So it seems as all this is wrapped into one. So I think this is a crucial, pivotal part of getting to ending the war in Ukraine.
One thing that I thought was interesting yesterday, at one point, one of the reporters, as you know, Kelly, asked the president if he would apologize to Zelensky for referring to him as a dictator. And he kind of let the British prime minister answer a question first. And then when it came back to President Trump, he just ignored that completely, didn't he?
Yeah, he was asked about it, like you said, in the Oval Office when we were there yesterday, just straight question, do you, you know, you called him a dictator, do you feel as though he's a dictator? And then he said, did I say that? I can't believe I said that, next question. So in a sense, still deflecting on his answer. And then he was asked again in the East Room about it. You've been meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, who is a dictator, and then you call Zelensky a dictator. Do you still feel that way? And he still didn't really put a pin on the dictator answer, but he did say he was looking forward to the meeting with Zelensky. He did say that they've been very brave in this fight for the country. So he did say he was looking forward, in a sense, to this. So that might be a question that could be posed to him again directly in front of Zelensky, and that would be something to watch.
All right. Why don't you do that, Kelly? We would love to see that on News Nation later today.
I would love to. I hope to do that.
Thank you very much for spending some time with us this morning. Kelly Meyer, News Nation, Washington, D.C.